This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Naima B. Robert and I am your sister on this journey of life. And in this series, I am looking at ways to thrive during the coronavirus pandemic that is sweeping our world. And in this video, I am going to be talking about how to handle your children's emotional and mental state throughout this crisis, inshallah. So as many of you know, whole countries are on lockdown. Maybe you are on lockdown within your home. Maybe you are practicing social distancing. Maybe you are self-isolating. Maybe your children are out of school. Regardless of your current situation, there is no doubt that your children are aware of what is happening in the world right now. And so I would like to just offer you, as a mum of five myself, I would just like to offer you five strategies to ensure that your children are not adversely affected by the current situation in our world. So bismillah. The first strategy that I would like to offer to you is to be mindful of what you say and how you say it during this time. In previous videos, I have advised to limit your exposure to the media and to especially panic-inducing reports. And this is really important when it comes to our children. They should not be overexposed to news about the coronavirus, to reports on deaths, on reports on, you know, how many are ill or what the numbers are, what the death toll is, and even all of the things that are happening. Just be mindful of how you frame all of this for them. Limit their exposure to the media, but even within your own language, just be mindful of what you say and how you say it. Your children will most definitely feed off you. If you are scared, if you are panicking, if you are like, you know, just all over the place, your children are going to feel that from you and it is going to impact them. So just be mindful of what you say and how you say it. You don't have, firstly, don't allow them to be binge watching TV reports all day, especially if they're home all day. You really want to limit that. And just for yourself, just think about, do they need to know this? Is this something that I should be sharing with them? And if I am sharing with them, how can I share it with them? So say, for example, the fact that in many masajid, Jummah is no longer being prayed in congregation. And even in some masajid, the salah is not being prayed in congregation. Now, this is a huge deal, and we know that. But there's a difference between going home and saying, oh my God, I cannot believe that they have cancelled Jummah. What is the world coming to? Astaghfirullah, these are the end of days. And going off on a crazy, crazy, crazy rant, which of course is going to make your children scared and worried and anxious, rather than processing your thoughts and then letting them know in a factual way, we've been advised by the scholars and by the medical boards to close the masajid because we don't want any Muslims catching the coronavirus while they come to Jummah or the Salah. And well, why daddy, why is this happening? Why mummy, why is this happening? Okay, because this is how the coronavirus is spread, A, B, C, D. And in the masjid, these are the risk factors. So the scholars have advised for the safety of the community that we don't do that anymore. But guess what we're going to do? We're going to be praying together in the house, inshallah. And so-and-so is going to be delivering the khutbah. Either we're going to listen to a YouTube video or we're going to play a cassette or one of you is going to give the khutbah on this Friday. Two same news, two totally different ways of delivering it. And the first way of speaking about it will make them anxious, make them scared, make them, you know, take your own negative emotions. And the other will be factual and calm and rational and actually allow them to see the wisdom behind the advice that we've been given and not panic. Just understand that this is a sensible precaution. So I hope that makes sense. We have the power with our words to either send our children into fear and anxiety or to calm them and ground them. So let's use those words carefully, inshallah. The second thing that I would like to offer you is this. Second strategy, be factual, okay? There is a lot of emotion. Emotions are riding high. Fear is riding high, and panic and sensation and hysteria has gripped certain parts of our community, certain parts of the society, certain parts of the media. You don't have to feed into that. When you're speaking with your children, try your best to be factual and just tell them what they need to know in a factual, rational way. Do not over-emotionalize. Do not over-sensationalize. Just tell them the facts that they need to know and keep it moving. If you look at this in the big picture of world history, these types of health scares have happened. They've happened probably in every century, probably several times, certainly around the world. It's not the first time, but it's the first time in our lifetime. And so it makes sense that, you know, we are being, you know, really careful and we are taking precautions and our lives are changing. But our children don't have to be traumatized by this experience. They don't have to be traumatized by this experience. We can help protect them from that trauma if we are careful and we use appropriate language and we also work on our own state and, you know, just be factual with them and be matter of fact with them. The third thing that I want to offer you is probably the most important thing, and this: remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. Remind them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen and nothing happens without His decree. Let them know it's okay for us as human beings to go through trials because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed good for us even within those trials. Get them to see the barakah in their situation. Get them barakah focused. Help them to understand that in this situation, good can still come from this situation. Get them to identify what that good might be. What can they see that is beneficial? What can they do differently? How can they change as a result of all of this in a way that will benefit them? And let them know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always got them. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khair for us. Use this as a teaching moment with your children, inshallah. Okay, the fourth thing that I want to offer you, the fourth strategy, is share them, you know, encourage them to share how they're feeling. Okay, it's important that they are able to speak about whatever scares they have or, you know, whatever anxiety they have, especially if there are members of the family that are ill. This can be very frightening for children. So please make a safe space where they can share how they're feeling. Try not to shut them down or hush them or say, no, it's fine or whatever. Encourage them to tell you how they're feeling and hold space for them. You know, it's sometimes enough to just say, this is how I feel right now. And for you to hear them, that can be enough. So within your home, you definitely want to have a culture of people being free to say how they feel and feel heard and for you to be able to support them through that. And sometimes all they need is a hug or a cuddle. Sometimes they need you to kind of break it down for them and to maybe coach them a little bit. Whatever it is, please ensure that your homes are a safe space for our children. It's really important. And then the fifth strategy that I am offering to you is to give them outlets for their energy, especially if there is isolation or social distancing or they're off school. Provide outlets for their energy. And that is not a subscription to Netflix. That is not an iPad. That is not a tablet. That's not your phone. And I'm saying this really, I'm going to be real with you here. The answer to children being home from school for an extended period of time is not to up the screen time. Now is not the time to be buying PlayStations. Now is not the time to be getting more channels on the TV. I'm sorry, but now is not the time to be relaxing your rules on screen time. Now is the time for you to get creative about really allowing them to explore their creativity. So introduce them to more drawing, more coloring, painting, doing arts and crafts. Give them the freedom to explore their creative gifts. Encourage them to write, whether it's letters, which is a great thing to be able to do while we can still send them. You know, encourage them to write stories, to write a diary, to keep a gratitude journal. Encourage them to play. Okay, now is not the time to be getting crazy about making a mess. Encourage them to play. If they are going to be home for an extended amount of time, we need to have outlets for them. So, you know, have the toys there, have the Lego, have the, you know, box of dress up clothes. Let them put on a fashion show. Let them put on a play. Play with them. I know it sounds crazy, but this is what I'm talking about, making the most of this situation. And I will be addressing that in further videos. But for now, let's get our kids playing, reading Quran, reading more books, listening to audiobooks. There are lots of resources from Muslim companies where they have made free resources available for children that are going to be at home. And of course, there are online equivalents as well. But now is the time really to just give them outlets for their energy, for their creative energy. If you're in a place where it's safe to do so, take them out for a walk. Take them out on their bikes, on their scooters. Now is not the time to be lazy and just give up and say, oh, I guess that's it. Pizza and Netflix it is. You have got this. As a mum, I know that you want the best for those children. And the best for your children is for them to see the big picture of this as part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. For them to know that Allah decrees khair for us as long as we can see it. To get them to reframe this as an opportunity to draw closer to Allah, to draw closer to you and their siblings and their mom and their dad, and for them to explore some new skills, some new activities, some new books, some new, just new things to do with their time. And who knows what their memories of this period will be. What I do know is that you have, as a mum, a huge part to play in how they will remember this time. So don't waste that. Make the most of it. That's it from me. Be safe. Stay safe. Stay sane. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and your family in every way. I pray that this is an opportunity for us that we do not miss, and that we are allowed by Allah to become a better version of ourselves throughout this trial. It's your sister Naima B. Roberts signing out. Be sure to share this video if it was beneficial to you. Like, comment, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next video. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.